And a special welcome to our councillors and our chief police officer here, police inspector, and to all of you. And it's a great joy to have seen the beautiful dance by the sisters from the centre, and you would have noticed that they represented the world. It's beautiful that here in London, we have people from all the different communities across the world, and it was lovely that all of them came together today. In fact, they all come for meditation at the Brahmakumari Centre, so they are all friends. They didn't just come together to do a performance, but they actually study together, meditate together, and they come together at the centre. I arrived yesterday from India, and in fact, just before that, I'd been in Karachi for a few days. And when I go to Karachi, it's, of course, modern Karachi, which is a huge metropolis, but it's also a very beautiful reminder of the place where Rama Baba started this organization. And so being there brings alive many of the stories that we heard. And it was here that the community came together, and at that time, just that local community, Sindh, that's the area which today still is Sindh, but it was very beautiful because most of the community that came together came from one particular family gathering, in a sense, one community. And mostly they came from the Hindu background, but yet the majority in that region in Sindh were Muslims. And through the time when there was the period of the partition going on, and everybody here, I'm sure, has heard a little of that history, well, through that period of partition, it was rivers of blood that were flowing. And yet what was happening within the community was a group of people who were meditating, because Rama Baba's teachings and instructions were remembrance of one. But why I share with you this story is because although it was a gathering of around 300, yet within the different houses, they were gathered in seven different houses across the city. And in one particular house, which has now become a school, it was around 60 young women, all of them under the age of 30, I think, between the ages of 15 to 30, so really young women. And just these young women together, and they had no security guards, they had no guns, no weapons. And Rama Baba told them, if you stay in the remembrance of one, you will be protected. And so it was through that period, through the partition period and beyond. They continue to stay till 1950. So that's about 3 years after partition. And they were totally protected, and not just protected, but also the local community, the leadership, which by then was Muslim leadership, they saw them as being children of God. They didn't see them as being Hindu. They didn't see them as being a different religion. They just saw them as being children of God. And so it's the story of the organization is one in which the power of one has been demonstrated right from the inception. And so we know that if we're able to transcend physical differences and come and come to the awareness of that inner being, then in that consciousness of the inner being, the vision with which we see each other is also the same. We're able to see each other also as being the children of one. And yes, that is the starting point of a relationship in which truly we can generate the feelings and the awareness of one family. The song was a song, and so you could say, well, that's just a song. But the song was actually expressing the sentiments, and it was a combination of Hindi and English, as you noticed. Some of you know both languages, but many of you don't. But you would have understood the refrain, one God, one world family. When Brahma Baba started the organization, it was this vision that humanity is one family, that the home that we share, this planet, is the one home for all of us. And when we forget who we truly are, we forget that inner identity, and we get into all sorts of external things, then there's a lot that can divide us. And in the division, of course, there's going to be much pain and sorrow. And when we come back to the awareness of the One and our own inner spiritual understanding of who we are, in that, oh, you'll have to excuse my throat, just coming out from a heavy dose of flu. I'm sure many others here also. But in that awareness of the One and my own inner spiritual identity, then yes, together we come and we create the sort of world that we would like to have. The vision that Brahma Baba had in 1936, and we are honoring Brahma Baba today because in the month of January in 1969, Brahma Baba attained his final state. We would describe that final state as a state of perfection. But especially this month, we are honoring the founder. And when he first had his visions, the vision was of a world of oneness, a world of truth, a world of beauty, a world of harmony, a world of peace, of love. And the feeling he had was that, yes, such a world can come. And then he had a question, but how can we make it happen? Is it possible for us to make it happen? And through a period of reflection, he understood that it could happen, but it could only happen through a change of consciousness. And and on one side, it's the easiest thing in the world, just to switch your consciousness. How difficult is it? Very easy. And yet, on the other side, many would agree that it's the most difficult thing to do, because we get set in a mindset, and it's very difficult to switch that. Some of you would have noticed that there was one tiny little incident within the whole dance, and it was two little girls weren't talking to each other. Did you notice that? And then the one sister brought them two together, and quick change of mindset, and they were able to smile at each other and love each other again. And so in one sense, it's the easiest thing to do, to change your mindset. And on the other side, it's really the most difficult thing to do. Who's been in that space where your mindset gets so stuck that no matter what somebody tries to tell you, you won't be able to shift? Anyone been there? No one's been there. You have been there. I think we've been there, all of us, at some point. People try and convince you, people try and adjust it and try and help you, but your mind won't shift. You're there, absolutely there. But then at other times, Yes, you make a choice, you decide something, and then you realize that, well, maybe there's a different perspective, maybe there's a different way of looking at things. And so then you say, yes, it's fine, it's okay. And Brahma Baba understood that if there could be a change of mindset, then in that change, yes, it was possible to create a better world. And one way in which it's possible to change mindsets is education, knowledge. Just simply different understanding, a different way of looking at things. And when you understand things differently, then the world can change. And so Brahma Baba started this spiritual university so that not just studying the things of the physical dimension, there's many, many different places where you can study all the physical things, but to be able to study the things of the spiritual dimension. What does that mean? What is the spiritual dimension? What is all of that about? Well, before my throat runs out on me, and while it's still going, I'd like to ask Sister Alka to take over, and she'll explain what we mean by the spiritual dimension and how it's possible to tap into that spiritual dimension and through that to be able to create that one world through the power of one. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Jenti, for sharing your thoughts and divine insight. And I was very touched by the presentation, the slideshow, and what moved me was the dance. Because when everything is seen as one, then are there any difficulties? Everything becomes very easy. It's when I don't see things as one, when I don't see things as united, then things become difficult. And Sister Jenti shared about Brahma Baba's vision, and yet that vision is still so strong and alive, because with that vision was filled, that vision was filled with faith. The vision carried deep feelings, deep devotion for the higher supreme energy. And when we remember the higher supreme energy, then we naturally are connected to the One. Yet when we don't remember or forget, then we come down to the mundane level and things become again disunited. And seeing the word One, I was just remembering and exploring that actually it's a circle one, and it reminds us of the globe. And the globe includes everything and everyone. And so Brahma Baba's vision was in 1936. Yet now, in 2013, we're all trying to still live that vision, because that feeling has been carried through. Sister Jenti explored the spiritual dimension. What does that mean? Has anyone thought in the last few minutes, spiritual dimension? Do we belong to the spiritual dimension? Do we have to remember the spiritual dimension? Or are we the spiritual dimension? Do you believe that you are a gift to the world. When we believe that we're a gift to the world, automatically our subconsciousness opens up and we experience power. We take power. All of us had a choice what to do today. And the choice was to come and attend this program. And was it a good choice? A powerful choice? It was a choice. And for me, I have to say, it wasn't my choice, but it's my fortune to be amongst such people who are so interested in the topic of the power of one. And that's what unites us. It's a little act that can unite us. It's a small step that unites us. And spirituality is something. Can we buy spirituality? It's something that is attainable just by, like Sister Jinti said, our mindset. Spirituality, the first step to spirituality is to tap into the mind, to see what's going on. Do we know what's going on in our mind? Does anyone else know what's going on in your mind? It's only myself who knows what's going on. And sometimes we become our own friend and we become our own enemy. And yet, what's the vision, the first step, the vision that I have for myself? What is my purpose in my life? And if my purpose is to remember the Supreme, to practice spirituality, is it difficult? It's a choice. And when anything's done by choice, it becomes very easy and simple. Then I open the door to the path of an easy route. The choice that I make is the choice that is reflected through what I feel. Brahma Baba felt that this was his vision, that he wanted to see and be part of one world, one family. So just thinking about these things helps us come closer. So spirituality is about bonding and binding. And when I bond with myself on a higher spiritual level, then I'm opening the door and tapping into what I need to do. Spirituality is something with a hand's reach. I can touch into it, yet I keep referring to choice, because it is a choice, it's a conscious choice. Reading the description written on the program, it says you need a clean heart to experience the power of one. What enables my heart to become clean is not just positivity, but a simple heart. When something is simple, then it's plain, and I'm able to touch into that. So the first few steps of quieting in the mind, of clearing out the clutter in the heart, and then I can experience and touch into all the inner powers that I do hold, but I'm not aware of. The more I believe that I can do it, then it's easy. Faith and trust help you experience the power of one. When I am in synchronicity with my thoughts, my thinking, my feelings, then that's the vision that I will express and reveal, and then people will automatically feel close to God. So in this auspicious month, if each one takes the gift of experiencing themselves as a special gift, and each day to wish well for the self. The last few weeks I've been thinking that over Christmas, we're always saying Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. Yet, how much do I say for myself every morning? Good morning, Alka. I wish you well for the day. And I've been practicing this for the last week. Thank you that I'm able to get up in the morning. Thank you for helping me have a good day. Thank you for keeping my health okay. Thank you. And good morning, and wishing well, that means automatically my feelings for others will also be expressed in the same way, and the power of one will be revealed. So it's only a thought process away, it's only a feeling away, but the choice is mine. Thank you.
What I'd like us to do now is have a little experiment and just focus our thoughts on the power of one. And so, just sitting comfortably, I'll speak out my own thoughts. I've had a chance to rest it while Sister Alka shared, so thank you for that. And I'll lead us into that connection, because it's our thoughts that connect us not just to each other, but our thoughts connect us to that one. So just sitting comfortably, let the body relax, and you don't have to close your eyes. You can keep your eyes focused on that point of light that you see there, or you can keep your eyes focused on the yogis in front of you, on the center of their foreheads, or just simply looking straight ahead. And I'll speak out my own thoughts and move us in that direction. I shift my awareness away from the consciousness of the body to the awareness of the light that I am, the inner being, the light, the soul. And in this awareness of the soul, I see what's going on in my mind. And just simply focusing inwards, instead of scattering in many different directions, my thoughts move in one direction. And my thoughts move to the source. The source of light, of love, of peace, of truth. connecting with the Supreme. I find myself connecting with the Source. The Universal Being, the Being of Light, remembered throughout history, through all traditions, the One. And as the power of my mind focuses on the One, the power of God's love is able to reach the soul. And not only does that love reach me, but the power of love is able to extend out and reach each and every one in the room, and the power of love is able to reach out further and encompass the whole of the human family. And in this awareness of the One Supreme and the love that holds us all together, there's a new awareness, the awareness of a bond that holds us together eternally. And the power of One generates the love that brings us all together. Staying connected with One I also become aware of the truth that comes from One. And the power of God's truth touches us all and awakens the truth that had become hidden, having gone through so much in our journey in life, having accumulated so much dust along the way. Truth had become hidden, and other things had taken over. And now, connected with One, experiencing the power of God's love, the love is able to remove the dust. The love is able to make us clean again. And in this state of pure love, I become aware of truth. And I realize that this is how I used to be. The power of one has reminded me that as the child of the divine being, the Creator, I was created in that image, as is the Creator, so is the creation, and I, the soul, had that same love and the same truth, and now in this connection, the love and truth emerge once more. And as the power of truth begins to shine, I see the path ahead very clearly. I understand what it is I need to do. I understand where I'm going and what my destination is. And the power of one is able to bring about transformation, not only in I, the soul, but the love and the truth reach out to the entire family and the whole human family goes through a transformation. Power of one, the light of one, enables the darkness to end and the day to begin. We've been through a period of much darkness, but now the power of one has the might, the strength to bring an end to the darkness and to bring about the day. And we look towards the future and see the day. And now at this moment, experiencing the power of one, we feel the future present already. The light, the love, the truth enters our lives today. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenti and Sister Alka, for a beautiful commentary. Right, before I actually announce anything, I've just been handed this. It's for a Mercedes that's been parked on the pavement. Could you remove your car, please? The number is KJ08XER. That's for a Mercedes, which is parked on the pavement. You should move it now, or someone else might move it for you. Okay, right, thank you. Right, I'd like to thank the speakers and all the people that have contributed to this event. It's been absolutely wonderful. The next talk that is coming up at Wembley is called Welcome Newness, and the speaker is Linda Lee. This will be at Inner Space in Wembley. The date for that will be on Tuesday, the 15th of January, at 6:45 to 7:45. We'll also have other special events that are happening in Inner Space and the connecting areas. These are in St. Albans and also